So, Om Shanti, good morning, and welcome everyone to this session, which has been called as Entering the Aim, My Perfect Form. And as you know, we have the great fortune of having our senior brother, Brij Mohan Bhai, with us for this session. Just to give you a short introduction to him, although many of us know him already. So he's a member of the BK Apex Management Committee. He's also the editor of Purity Magazine, and he takes care of Baba services in Delhi, and he's based over there, and you may have seen him at ORC. Some of these things you may know already, but here is something you may not have known. Now, did you know that in the earlier days of the Yajna, there were situations where, for example, a Kumari, who was a BK, was being pressured by her parents to get married. And in some instances, a suitable match, a Kumar, was found to have a pure marriage, hence to save the Kumari. And did you know that Brij Mohan Bhai was also offered a hand in a pure marriage, but he said no, he declined. And so we're going to start by asking him a little bit about that story before we get into the main topic for today. So firstly, a big welcome, Brij Mohan Bhai.
Om Shanti. First of all, I am so happy to be with so many of my double foreigner sisters and brothers. The day has come. Just like 5,000 years ago. Otherwise, how much time and energy it would have taken me to go to your country to meet you. So I feel myself very fortunate that I am meeting you at one place. So, the session has started with a very happy note. And I feel it is quite relevant to today's topic also, because I was offered to become like Vishnu, but I declined. In fact, you know, it used to be a voluntary question. And when I was offered to have a pure marriage, I thought that I should not go for it. Although it meant lot of godly service at that time, because in Bharat there is a social stigma if the girl is not married. So the many parents thought that let her have her own way, let her do godly service, but she must get married. So Baba said, all right, if pure marriages can be arranged, which was later on stopped. So when I declined, Mateshwari, the Divine Mother, asked me, are you afraid of such marriage? I said, no. I told Mama that not only that sister comes to you, but she brings with her whole of her relatives and relations also. Supposing one of her uncle dies, I have to go there. Her nephew gets married, I have to. So the whole tree comes along with her. So I do not want such accounts to be made. Then Mama said, okay, yours is a wise decision. So this is how it went. Okay, brother.
Okay, so let's...
So all are so happy.
Yeah.
I think they are expecting such offers or what? I don't know.
You're not still available, are you?
No, I have to have a person of my age now.
Okay.
I am thinking of future. Such things to happen in future, next month. Okay.
Okay, so let's have a look at the topic, and I think we're looking at how to bring that deity form out now. So the question is, how can we emerge those deity sanskars, those golden age sanskars? How can we emerge them?
In fact, such sanskars are already emerging in all of us. As they say, coming events cast their shadow before. So, as the drama unfolds, whatever is going to happen, the signs of that start appearing, especially when it is a question of the whole society or the whole world. Now, Kali Yuga is to end. Golden age has to come. So we all know that incognito preparations have almost been completed for that. So similarly, incognito, such sanskars have already been created in us. Presently we have to see that we manifest those sanskars and are conscious that those sanskars now are really coming in our life, because we were as students, Baba's students, and when the students have to almost reach their final stage of study, at that time they start naturally thinking of ahead, that now what is going to be my situation. Say I was studying medicine, and now I am in the final year of medicine, so I will naturally start thinking about future, that when I qualify, what I will do. So as such, even in us, Brahmin sanskars are placed by Baba at a higher elevation than the deity sanskars even. Because so many things that we have now, like the spiritual unity, the spiritual global family, like Baba with us, so super sensual things, so those will not be there. So once they say, if a person learns to drive the car in Delhi, he can drive it anywhere, because there is such a mess. Similarly, if a person learns to become a Brahmin, true Brahmin, deityism will come to him naturally, because that is a stage where you are at perfection, and then thereafter you cannot go further up. So personally, I feel we should consciously emerge our deity sanskars in us, not that we should start wearing those dresses or jewelry or such like things, but basic thing is what the deities did. The deities also use their bodies like we are using our bodies. But naturally they use each part of the organ of their body perfectly, which means to say that they would see things only what has to be seen, and as much as has to be seen, not more, not less. They will listen, but only what is to be listened. And as much to be listened, not a little more, nor less. So that means to say, they had a natural control over the body, so that each organ of the body is used to perfection. So if we start doing that now also, we have a slogan, speak less, speak sweetly, speak slowly. So now this slogan only means what it is it. So like that, if we start practicing, there is no waste thoughts in the deities. So we start practicing that there is no scope for waste thoughts in us. Our thoughts are already busy in better things. So like that, if we start practicing eating the food, now the deities had so much plentiful food that they hardly needed to eat. And many Muralis Baba has said that when you are so happy, you so joyful, that is your diet, and you don't require much food to eat. Similarly, you know, when there is plenty, say a fruit seller, if you offer him fruits, he will say, I am already fed up with fruits. He will hardly take any fruit, because by the sight and the store of fruits around him, he is fed up. So like that, if we merge those sanskars of plenty, fullness and over-satisfaction, always overjoyed, so naturally those things will emerge in us. Love is the main thing. That in that word there is love, 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 and nothing but love. So loving everything, animate, inanimate, plants, trees, birds. So that sanskar, if we emerge, Brahma Baba used to do that. Brahma Baba used to call even a snake as a child. That once a snake was put by some brother in a bottle. And after one day the snake was looking like dead. And Baba said, the child has become sad, so release the child in the forest. So like that, such like feeling. So we have loveful feeling. I think that will help us.
Yeah. And maybe a follow-up question connected to this is, of course, the word for deity in Hindi we say is devta. So which you may translate as bestower or giver. The opposite is levta, the one who takes. So how, can you say something about this transition from levta to devta, and how would we measure it at its most subtle levels that we are, in fact, adopting the devta consciousness?
This has some personal bearing on myself also. You know, by profession, I am a chartered accountant. So accountancy means, what we are taught in accountancy is that all that comes in is gain, and all that goes out is loss. This is the fundamental of accountancy. And Baba has said that there will be no accountancy, nothing in the golden age, because everything is beyond counting. So when I came to first to the Brahma Kumaris, I had to weigh whether that concept is correct, that whatever comes in is gain, whatever goes out is lost, or the opposite. Because devta means the one who gives. So I found that the giving approach, which was of the deities, is the right approach, and it is in conformity with the universal principle. Everything in the universe, in this world at least, is giving only. It is giving, and in the process it is getting. For instance, what is this bulb doing? It is giving us light. So you purchase and put the bulbs. And it is giving light not to itself but to others. So it is called devata. Anything that gives is called devata. In Bharat, all the sun, stars, ocean, they are all called devata. water devata, air devata, sun devata, because they give. So basically, everything gives. The tree gives the fruit, not to itself but to others. River gives water, does not drink its own water, gives to others. Even the chair we are sitting on is giving us comfort and seat, comfortable seat. So we buy chair. Chair, if chairs are in a godown, they have no utility unless someone sits on them. So I learned that giving approach is right. So therefore I preferred this one to chartered accountancy. Although still I am a chartered accountant doing some yajna work. Secondly, sovereignty, independence lies in the giving approach. Because you find when you give, your hand, you have an upper hand. Say you have to give $10 to someone. So you will have an upper hand, take. And supposing you have to get $1,000, you will have a lower hand, okay, give me. So this itself shows that the one who gives, even little, is on a higher pedestal. So that person is sovereign. Most importantly, I found that the best thing a person gets in life is contentment. And contentment instantly comes once we have a giving approach, that I decide not even in my dream of dreams I will ever think of getting. And you will be instantly contented and always contented. As soon as you have a little feeling, even idea of getting, your contentment will be gone. It will be replaced by greed. So therefore, the deities, then, and third thing is also, if something is plentiful, you don't have any need for that. And as soon as you get a feeling that it will be lost or gone and it will become scarce, you will get attachment with that. Say for instance, today they announce that in Mount Abu, the municipality will stop water supply for one day for repairs. So what everyone in the Mount Abu will do it, they will fill all their buckets and pans and utensils, even small cups with water, so that, you know, at least they should have water. But if the municipality announces after 6 hours, no, the water supply is not being disconnected, everybody will throw away that water, no. So therefore, this feeling, because there is plenty in the golden age, naturally there is fulfillment. So if we have that sanskar, because Baba has provided us, all the Brahmins have experienced, Baba has given us everything in plenty. Nobody you will find in the world the lifestyle of Brahma Kumaris. Eh? We are always out giving. If some guest comes, we say, have more, please take more, like that. And from this also you can set an example. If a friend goes to another friend's house, that friend will offer him tea, etc. So this one will say, no, I have already taken. I said, please have little. He will have little cashew. That fellow will very hesitantly take one cashew and it will stick into his throat, although it is being offered free, because there is some feeling of obligation. And if you reverse the role, same thing will happen. So basically, giving approach gives you absolute joy, sovereignty and contentment.
Okay, thank you. Enjoying so far?
They have already decided to give everything to me as soon as the class is over.
Okay, tell us about this phrase.
But I am not going to take, you know.
Tell us about this phrase, Narayani Nasha. How we may translate as the intoxication of being Narayan. And it said, you know, when you looked at Baba's face radiated that Narayani Nasha. So how was that, and what is your experience of that also?
Narayani Nasha. The the first thing that comes to my mind is, will Narayan have that Narayani Nasha, or someone who is going to become will have that Narayani Nasha? Seriously, we have to see what does Narayani Nasha connote. When the soul becomes Narayan, at that time that soul has Narayani Nasha, or the soul who is going to become Narayan will have Narayani Nasha. To me, the soul who is going to become Narayan will have that Narayani Nasha. Mm-hmm. Because when you become Narayan, you are Narayan. So you don't have need require any Nasha, whatever you are, you are. And this Nasha means anyone who is expecting, hoping or trying for and sure about getting something better will get that intoxication. As soon as you achieve that, that is over. Because, you know, this is called, can be called incremental happiness. Nasha comes only when you get something extra or bonus. Suppose I go to buy something and I purchase and I am going to make the payment. At that point of time, the shopkeeper tells me, we have a scheme and we are giving one thermos floss free to all the buyers. And I get that thermos floss. I will have more joy of getting that thermos floss than the purchase I made. So this is what I am trying to convey. So this one is something that is coming to you. So Narayani Nasha, I think Brahma Baba will have Narayani Nasha. We will all have Narayani Nasha because we are on the ascending curve. The Sangam confluence is we are on the Charti Kala. So when you have Charti Kala, you have Nasha. As soon as you have attained that Kala, that Nasha is merged into your status. This is what I feel. Mm-hmm. In other words, there are two Hindi words. One is khushi and other is sukh. Khushi is happiness. Sukh is? Sukh ko English mein kya kehte hain? Sukh.
I mean, we would translate as happiness.
No, there are two words. Happiness and sukh ko aap kehte hain. Sukh, comfort. Sukh ka English kya hai? Comfort, okay. Now, do the deities have happiness or comfort? That is the question. That will answer our this thing. The golden age deities, do they have feeling of happiness or comfort? And Sangam Yogi, confluence Brahmins, do they have feeling of happiness or comfort or both? So you will find, although it may, I am also thinking along with you, the golden aged deities can have comfort, and the confluence aged Brahmins can have happiness, because happiness is incremental. If something more is going to come, and then you are happy. Supposing I have a salary packet of 1 crore of rupees per month. First time I will be happy that I have got a salary packet of 1 crore of rupees. But take my position after a year, I am getting salary packet of 1 crore of rupees, it becomes common thing to me. If I get something incremental, it is raised to something, I will get happiness. Otherwise I will remain in this state of comfort. Am I trying to make it clear? Mm-hmm. So what I mean to say is, the deities reach a stage and thereafter, Shiva Baba has, Rama has designed that they do not know. If they had known that we are on the descending curve, even their comfort will be disturbed. But here, it is like that. So Nasha comes by adding something to what we have got.
You must have seen Baba in that state of intoxication, of becoming Narayan. What was that like? What did you see? What did you feel in Baba's presence?
Well, one thing is to know of a status which you can attain. And other thing is to be feeling like I am getting closer to the status. What I found was, you have seen Brahma Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan here. That room was half of it, what it is now. Up to the place, there is a chair placed. The rest of it was, Baba used to keep fruits. And whatever fruits had ripened, Baba will give for use. Half of that room, and there is, you know, a sitting on the ground floor. Baba used to sit there, and now where Baba's translite picture is there, there used to be picture of Sri Lakshmi Narayan. Baba used to keep on looking at that picture, and Baba's leg will move with joy like this, as if I am going to attain this. So Baba kept this just in front, although Baba mentally was in connection, but even kept that picture all the time and kept on looking. Baba has given us badge also for the same purpose. That the joy of getting closer practically kept Baba intoxicated. And Baba, all the time, knew that I am working for this, and the drama is unfolding, and it is happening, and it is, will surely happen. So that feeling of certainty, which they say it must happen, kept Baba always spiritually intoxicated, because he was not missing even a second in what Baba was to do to attain that status. That is why Baba says us, you are intermittent. Sometimes we are very aware, we are very conscious, and we are working for that, we feel happy. After some time, some children say, we have completed a project, now we are tired, we require rest for a few days before we start. That won't happen in Baba's case. So neither feeling of tiredness, nor stopping for a while, those were the characteristics of Baba. Always. Continuously intoxicated, continuously making other souls enthused, all the time. Any, supposing Shivratri is coming, or anything is coming, Pope is coming to India, or whatever news Baba listens, Baba will immediately start working on that and telling children to do this, 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 this. All the time Baba was thinking, now we are so many numbers. At that time, I think the whole of Yajna was so much. But still Baba had that vision and faith that it will grow like this. So that kept Baba all the time, even at night also. Baba sometimes won't sleep and will be thinking, what next, like that. Absolute, total responsibility Baba was feeling. And that responsibility Baba was discharging, and so feeling all the time intoxicated.
Baba, of course, had the guarantee, and he was told that he is going to be Krishna, he is going to be Narayan. Yes. What intoxication do you have? What inspires you? What would you say is the sense of aim that inspires you to keep moving forward in your own journey?
Well, there is something natural, what you can call inertia. I am, whatever I am gaining, that is motivating me to do more. And I also feel tireless, because that I feel tireless, because I pay a lot of attention to my study, to my responsibilities.
Okay.
And I have got the example of Brahma Baba before me, Mateshwari, then Dadi Janki Ji, all the Dadis I have seen and lived with. One thing is there, that I always keep in mind that I can leave this body anytime. That perhaps is helping me. I always keep in my mind that this may be my, any time I can leave this Sangam Yuga body. So that keeps me alert. Even if sometimes this body consciousness sometimes start feeling, my assistant will tell me, please give rest to your body, and I am likely to accede to his advice. But immediately I think, no. I can leave this body any time, so I have to be very careful. That also keeps me alert.
Yeah, and certainly Bhishmanbhai is indeed tireless. I hear from so many who work and serve with him. And this this particular body is now 85, would you believe? So I think you've done very well in continuing to be active. So thanks for your example. Vishnu has also been shown as lying on this bed of snakes with this five-headed snake as a kind of hood over him. What does that signify, and what does it mean for the vices to be protecting you? What is that Vishnu stage in which this happens?
Actually, this is connected with your last question. Baba says many of the Brahmins' characteristics are shown in the form of deities. You had asked about intoxication of Brahma Baba. So there is a picture coming, mythological picture, which shows that the five-headed snake and his body, and Vishnu is lying on that and lost in some thoughts and is smiling, musing, feeling very amused. This is the picture. So Baba used to tell us that this Vishnu is thinking, he is experiencing super sensual happiness, super sensual joy. So that is the picture they have made of the Vishnu. Now Vishnu, we all know, is our aim and object. Madhyaji Bhava, as they call it. So, we know of companions. So, the first companion is the body and the soul, in which soul is the creator or master, body has to obey it. The second companionship is of the soul and God. So in that case also, God is the creator and soul has to follow the Srimad. The third companion is also there, and that is in the form of Vishnu. That is to say, the soul in its male body and the female body, a combination of the two. Which means to say that all of us in the whole cycle have been taking physically the male form or the female form. Both the forms originally were at par. I mean to say there was absolute gender equality in the golden age. I am digressing. So you will find in the pictures, Lakshmi and Narayan both are seated on the throne. In the Silver Age, Ram and Sita are also both seated on the throne. Thereafter, the whole history, the female is not seated on the throne, only the male kings are seated on the throne. Now, of course, if a queen becomes the emperor, the Prince of Wales remains commoner in a sense. I mean, is not seated on the throne. So that shows gender equality. But in fact, that equality was achieved by these souls reaching that stage of Vishnu. So the companionship of Vishnu is that we are, human soul is complete in itself. It doesn't matter it takes male form or female form. But what is relevant for our this present is the symbols in the hands of Vishnu. The four symbols in the hand of Vishnu give the clue that if you, we also want to achieve that stage of super sensual happiness or intoxication or be remembering our Gyan as in today's Murli, three words and golden, silver, copper, iron ages in just moving in our head and the three words. So that stage requires the four symbols to be used and in their place. And we know first symbol is only that you move your discus of 84 births. It has not to be just standing, it has to be kept moving. So all the time, just as anybody, whosoever that person is, whatsoever that person is doing, does not forget. Say, I am a doctor, I will not forget I am a doctor, even when I am bathing or taking my meals or sleeping. Similarly, a Brahmin will not only be thinking of this birth and this body. In fact, this is our the last and the lowest and the most wretched one. So we will be thinking of the next and how we have moved the cycle. This, if we keep on moving, then no waste thought will come in our mind. And even this is enough for us to remain intoxicated. And add to that, if we do godly service, which is reflected by conch, then you have double pleasure because you are sharing whatever you have got with others and in the process getting their blessings. And the third one is lotus, that we have nothing to do with this old world. Although we see this old world, but we are a different world of our own. And we may see it, we may listen to the things, but we are like a lotus in mud. So we consider it as a mud. And the last one is that Maya should just not come closer to us. The mace, it means the power. So therefore, Vishnu means that if we, all of us are to be Madhyaji Bhav, these are our empowerments or symbols of what we are to do all the time. Then we will be like Vishnu and will be musing. Naturally, your enemy becomes your protector. So normally also, when somebody surrenders to you, that person has to serve you. So the Maya surrenders to you and becomes your protector. Because whatever power Maya has got will protect against the same type of enemy from outside. So the same protection is shown for Lord Krishna also. There is a story that Krishna was being taken across the river Jamuna as a child, baby, and then rain started falling and then a snake appeared, five-headed, and protected him like an umbrella. So we have that protection like that.
Okay. Prabhupada tells us that you can change from man to Narayan and woman to Lakshmi. Can it be the other way around?
Yeah.
Only men will become Narayan, only women become Lakshmi? Is that the way it is?
That is said because it is easier for us to relate to our... We have become so body conscious over the last two yugas, half the cycle, that although we understand mentally the entire spiritual thing, our completeness of the soul, everything, still body consciousness works. For instance, when we say brothers and sisters are the same, but still we have a seating separately for the sister, separate for the brothers. Why? We automatically go to brother's side and sit. Why? Because some consciousness of the body is there. So by the same token, when we say Nar to Narayan, it is easier for me to understand I can become Narayan. If you say myself to Lakshmi, then I will have to think of all the adornments, ornaments and all those things. So there, otherwise, spiritually, and any soul can become from Narayan to Lakshmi, Lakshmi to Narayan, and in some cases, we, in the light mood, we say also. Say, supposing there is a sister Vadi, I tell her, sister, you will become Narayan in the next birth, because she has masculine sanskaras. Similarly, there are some souls, they are in male body, but they are feminine sanskaras. We say, you will become Lakshmi, like that. But that is not to be. Basic thing is, maybe that person was a female in the last birth and is carrying female sanskara. Anyhow, the question is very relevant, that we can become Lakshmi or Narayan depending upon the type of sanskaras we use. If we have sanskaras of administration, control, discipline, and we give more importance to that, we are most likely to become Narayan. And if we have sanskaras of service, cooperation, helping, so we are likely to become Lakshmi, generally speaking.
Which would you like to be?
Well, I am open, because it is not, I don't think of the next birth only. I think of the so many. So it doesn't matter which comes first, because the next one is also there and the next one is also to be there.
Okay, so you're doing some long-term planning, as it were.
You can foresee, because at least you will have 20 births. So you will have 10. So doesn't matter first which comes first. So I have to think of that. So I have to keep my discourse moving. So that way you have to go beyond next birth.
Okay. What do you notice in the family that you meet, both Bharatvasi, also the foreigners you meet? What do you feel that we need to perhaps focus on more to get us to the next level of reaching that deity state? What sort of dharanas do you feel important at this time of the confluence age?
The deity status we are all going to get, as the time factor is there. When the golden age comes, the new world comes, we are all going to get. The basic question is, individually, every soul has to see which time they will descend, whether they descend in the first birth of the golden age or later. And secondly, what status I will get when I descend. That only is the point where, you know, personal effort or personal awareness or awakening is needed. So in that sense, Baba has given us, you know, we are all students, we are all going to the golden age, but Baba has given us very, very subtle, more subtle, still more subtle levels of getting there. So first thing I feel is that I consciousness. This I consciousness has to be eliminated as to the best of our ability. From I to we, and from we to Baba. If we can give up this I consciousness, then we will be closer to attaining a more subtle state and better status. That is number one. Which means that we are always interacting with our BK brothers and sisters. So, we should try to satisfy others, that they should be happy with me. As soon as me versus anything comes, I should submit. This is what I try to do. So I never consider these double foreigners that they are foreigners. In fact, we are all foreigners. Baba has given the title double to make us aware all the time. All are foreigners. And we should see that, in fact, all of you are Bharatvasis. We know. Because in the golden age, world is Bharat. And we are all Bharatvasis. So that way, all double foreigners also have the consciousness that they are Bharatvasis. Now, effort. So presently I feel it's a very subtle type of effort. Baba says, as an individual soul, supposing I have to do some service globally, or to all souls, or at least to all Brahmins, what is the way I can do it? I cannot do by mouth. By speaking, I cannot reach all souls. So, that is left out. Of course, I will be speaking to those whom I meet, aware their awareness. How to do that? So, Baba says, there are many souls in the Brahman family who want to move forward. But they are finding themselves unable to do that. Why it is? Because when we become Brahman, we are very happy, we are enthused, we feel so moving forward, and we get Gyan from Murli, we do yoga, everything, we get experiences also, okay. But then, this our opponent, Maya, has got so many subtle forms, which we cannot recognize. And if I have recognized various forms of Maya, it will come to me in a new form, which I don't recognize. So therefore, it will keep on coming to us. It has got so many forms that, you know, no, I cannot say I have understood all the forms of Maya. It will now come to me, just as in a student life, the next exam has a different type of standard. And as the exam goes on rising, you know, whatever I know, with that knowledge, I cannot qualify for the next exam. It is like that. It will go on like this. So, we have qualified to certain level. But when the next exam comes, we try to do that with our present knowledge and we fail. So, as a result of this, we become disheartened that I am a Baba's child, I am doing everything. So we become disheartened. Or sometimes we work hard to overcome our situations, whether it is bodily, physical, mental, whatever, and we become tired. Or we stop. So in such situations, what we do is, we, instead of getting direct Baba's power, we easily get tried to consult our bodily brothers and sisters. So as soon as we do that, we become, you know, dependent upon those foundations which are themselves temporary and likely to shake. So that makes us more weak. So basic problem is that most of us want to be going forward, but are not able to do that for different reasons. Now to help such souls, Baba says that powerful vibrations have to be created. This is what Brahma Baba used to do. All the BKs who were around Brahma Baba, the children, they did not come up by their own efforts only, or by any learning or teaching or advice. So that was the subtle, powerful atmosphere created by Brahma Baba, who remained awake, who used to invoke future, who used to create such powerful vibrations. And Baba says, with powerful vibrations, can do anything. You know, there used to be no money for the evening meals sometime in the yajna. But Baba was so confident, so powerful, it is Baba's yajna, it will come. And Baba used to sit in powerful meditation. So that type of powerful meditation, if we do, so that our other souls, who they get a little subtle power. Of course, Baba gives them the current, but the basic thing is we have to have connection with Baba. And at that point of time, direct connection, they are not able to achieve. Because they are disheartened or something, they are not able to get directed. But we can help them by creating a strong atmosphere where they feel easy. Just as they feel easy by example. For example, I feel if Dadi Janki 103 can move about, why can't I? So I get the power. So like that, so this is physical. But at the spiritual level, if we have that power, and for that what is needed is, what will also help us in for the golden age is, that Baba says, well wishing. If we only practice that I have to wish well of everyone without any exception, not consider what this did, who did this, it is all in the drama, it is the ocean, everything will be under the surface. So total well wishing with powerful vibrations, that is the effort that is needed at the present time. I have not to work for myself. If I work for others, I am already covered. So instead of trying to get, as brother said, giving is the basic thing. So I start giving, in the process I will automatically get. So our meditation is for giving. Our knowledge we get is for giving. The qualities that we gain must not be kept in ourselves, should be given. Everything should be now manifest. As brother said, that we should now, what we should do to feel that deity life in us, we should start manifesting what is we have stored in us for long periods, in all the ways that is possible.
शिव पिता को अब याद करो, मुक्ति धाम तुम्हें जाना है, अपने सुकर्मों के बल पर ही सतयुग में तुमको आना है। शिव पिता को अब याद करो, फिर से आया है। विनाश खड़ा आगे सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
धाम में
सतयुग में अब तुम्हें आना है
धाम में तुम्हें जाना
है. So my job is really to say thank you very much to Brij Mohan Bhai, but I wanted to appreciate that last point he made that our benefit is in giving. I thought it was a new point for me to hear and understand this. I really feel we benefit so much from Brother Brij Mohan's rich experience, especially the time that he spent with Brahma Baba. And he could share with us Brahma Baba's efforts. I also want to thank Brij Mohan Bhai for coming up here from his very busy schedule. We all really love to have him and we appreciate so much in this time when he's going to have this big program in Delhi with thousands of guests. He left all of them to come for us. So thank you very much, Brother Brij Mohan Bhai, for coming. And I also want to thank Yogesh Bhai for giving these very interesting questions. On our behalf, Om Shanti.